Thank you for downloading the Dry Cargo Market Report from Coracle Online and the Baltic Exchange for September the 24th, 2012. This report looks at the Capesize and Panamax and Supra markets. Are you thinking of starting a course with Coracle this autumn? If you use the promo code PODCAST from now until the end of September, you can save yourself 20% on all of our courses. Take a look at www.coracleonline.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard soon. We start with a look at the Capesize sector, and it was a busy, positive week for the big ships, with Brazilian and Australian markets being active, meaning rates climbed significantly. For the first time for a considerable period, the BCI four-time charter average was more than the BPI four-time charter rate. Rates have reached a pitch that will tempt some owners with ships swinging on the hook to start moving. For the market to maintain its momentum, the pace of inquiry needs to be maintained. Brazil has been more active this week, and not just with Vale, but other operators as well. Rates for the key to Buriaia Quindao run are around $20 to $21. The 177,000 deadweight ton 2009-built Anangel Argonaut, which sailed 25th of August from Qingdao, achieved $12,250 daily, plus a $1.1 million bonus with Noble for a trip via Brazil to China, a rate said to show the owner $12,250 daily retroactive. Rio Tinto has largely dominated trading from West Australia, with rates for 9 October onwards from Dampier to China at something around $8. It was difficult to gauge the time charter rate, but a 169,000 tonner did agree $8,000 daily from Qingdao for a West Australian round. In the Atlantic, there was some movement from Seven Islands to the east, with the rate at $23.75, and a mid-October 160,000 ton 10% coal cargo fixed from Bolivar to Rotterdam at $9.35. Now the Panamaxes. And the Atlantic market had a punishing week with seemingly no flaw in sight. Charterers comfortably secure voyage business at numbers that show poor, in other words, zero or even negative returns. It's worth remembering that the time charter rates don't show that ships involved have waited for the business, and in some instances, for 10 days or more. To put the transatlantic round rate at $1,500 daily is probably generous. Front haul trading has been negligible, and again, owners in the US Gulf have incurred waiting time to fix. The rate was around $12,000 to $12,500 daily, and the bonus no more than $250,000. In the East, trading was more active, with some improvements in rates being noted, as the emphasis shifted to the North. Much of the business was done on an APS basis. A ship coming open in Kushiro, a good delivery for the load port, fixed at a rumoured $6,750 daily for an OPAC round, while a ship ballasting from Kunsan agreed $6,000 daily plus a $335,000 bonus, basis APS NOPAC. It was a flattish week for the Supras, with a few pockets of resistance appearing, principally in the east. In the Atlantic, reported activity was conspicuous by its absence, although there was an unconfirmed report that a 56,000 deadweight ton vessel had been booked for a trip from the US Gulf to Turkey at about $11,500 daily. Earlier in the week, a 58,000 deadweight ton vessel was reportedly fixed with similar delivery for a trip to the east at about $18,500 daily. Thanks for listening.